Hi guys, welcome to The Perspective. This is your girl Rylene Inez.
And this is Destiny Denise.
And welcome back to The Perspective.
Hey Destiny. Hey girl.
So how was your week this week?
My week was pretty interesting. I remember last week I was talking about how things slowed down for me, but like the universe picked it right back up. Like I was.
So what's been going on with you?
I have so many like photo shoots and stuff lined up. Like
hey,
I have
good.
So like I realize I have a like I have supporters and people who want to see me win. So shout out to the people who want to see me win, because it was like numerous people who were like hitting me up, like, oh, you know, I know this photographer, I know this person, I know this artist, and I'm just like, okay, it's picking back up. And I have a I just before the show, you don't even know this, I read I checked my emails and. I got an audition on Sunday for a clothing company. So
okay,
it's lit, y'all.
Hey,
and I low-key been planning my birthday. My birthday isn't until November, but my friends, they're like horrible with like agreeing to do things. So I tell them in advance, like, hey guys, because I'm the type I treat my birthday like. It's like a week long festivity.
Mine is a month long.
But this year I broke it up in the weekend. So like I even told them I'm gonna do this thing called a puff and paint, where you like smoke weed and paint and like sip and paint, puff and paint. Get it?
Oh, so you're gonna do puff and paint for your birthday, and I'm gonna do sip and paint for my birthday. Cause I already had that. Those were one of the things I wanted to do, was sip and paint. Cause I told myself I need to learn how to get more creative. I feel like I kinda lack in that department. I'm not gonna say I lack in it, but
you more of a right brainer. You're not a left brainer. Left brainer is more of the like creative side.
I don't know. Like I'm real simple.
Okay.
I need
kiss.
To...
Keep it simple, stupid.
Yep.
I remember one of my math teachers told me that. But how you been? What you been up to?
Oh, I've been good. I no longer work as a supervisor no more.
Oh, what
happened? My company lost a contract with the Union Rescue Mission. It was a blessing to be working there.
Ain't it a blessing? We made it out of
Union Rescue Mission. Not that all that happened. For real, because I got a big old bruise on my arm the last day. I didn't have to drag this old lady in.
You said old lady?
Yeah, gosh. She always been giving problems. Her name is Miss Bob. I ain't going to do
that. Oh, Miss Bob.
Miss Bob.
Oh, Miss Bob.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, she gave me a big problem, and I had to do what I had to do. But besides that, I've been good. I'm also going to be hosting this event. Destiny, I believe you're hosting too, right?
Oh, yeah.
So we're hosting this event called Trap Art on October 8th.
Yeah.
And if you use our promo codes, Rylene Inez and Destiny Denise, you will get in. So come on out, support Trap Art. You know what I'm saying? But I just been, you know, working on perspective stuff, just working and, you know, just trying to get the perspective brand and my brand out there. I feel. All right. So this week's episode of The Perspective, we are talking about friends, y'all. The ones you can depend on. Let's be friends.
Millie. Like, your voice always does that. It'd be like real, like, friends, and then you'd be like, friends. Like, why do you do that?
I'm thinking of, every time I picture that song, y'all, I think of Day Day and, what was his name? Day Day and Roach?
Yeah.
Day Day and Roach.
Oh my goodness. You're hilarious.
We just came over here to borrow some sugar.
They're hilarious. I hope they come out with another one.
Uh-huh.
I said I hope they come out with another
one. I hope they do, too, because I love me some Friday. Them is some of the best movies Ice Cube ever did.
Yeah.
Yeah. All right, so let's go ahead and get into this week's topic, then. We're talking about friends. Question of the day. Question number one. What is the most important thing in a friendship? And I put on my paper that the most important thing in a friendship is honesty, loyalty, and being trustworthy.
Loyalty. Okay.
Because I feel like if you don't have any of these characteristics in you as a human, how are me and you going to work? Because I have shifted and molded myself to become those three things, which is loyal, honest, and trustworthy. Mm-hmm. And also respectful. I feel like you have to respect your friends, too. And if you can't do those four major things, me and you not going to click. Because I have those characteristics within myself. And I also look in at within my friends. And that's how you make friends and create friends, you know? Mm-hmm. You got to look for the same characteristics that that person has in you. That's how friendships work.
Definitely me. So.
So, yeah, that's my answer for, you know, the key. What are your key characteristics in a friendship?
For me, I put number one, honest energy. And okay. I combine the two because I feel like a lot of friendships, even some of my past friendships, didn't have that honest energy where, you know, it was a lot of talking behind the back. It wasn't a lot of, you know, love shown in the friendship. It was kind of like the whole, like, I'm your friend, but I'm not from a distance type thing. And I don't really...
Don't you hate
yeah,
that,
I don't.
Though?
I like, if you're my friend, if I use that word friend, because I don't use that term loosely, then I consider you a part of my inner circle. So my friends know my life. We share things. Yeah. We, you know, we support each other in whatever we do. Like, and I also put respect because that goes a long way with respect. I don't care who you are, mother, friend, boyfriend, teacher, supervisor, respect that other Absolutely. Person, respect that being, because who are you to, you know, I hate disrespect, not hate, because that's, I dislike disrespectful people.
I understand, like, absolutely.
And another thing is, like you said, trustworthiness, like,
yeah.
Because a part of being a friend, a part of having a friendship, you're going to share things. Me as a friend, I share things with my friends.
Absolutely.
Like, some of my deepest, darkest secrets, my friends know, you know? So it's like, a part of being trustworthy is like, how can I, if I can't trust you enough, why would I be able to communicate and be open with
yeah.
you? Like, it's going to be hard when it comes to those type of friendships. It's very closed off. And yeah. and looking back on it, because now my friendships, I hold on to them so tightly because I don't have many friends. But our sisterhood is so strong.
Man.
But looking back, it's like, dang, like, looking at certain friendships I have with Ooh. Certain people, it's like, oh, my
what
goodness.
What were you thinking?
What was you? I, they're like, how, like, how, like, how did that work? Like, how was I allowing that friendship to work? Because me as a person now, I'd be like, oh, hell no.
Yeah, I gotta
like,
go. Period.
You gotta go. For real. Real.
We just been on point. Our answer's been on point. And like, man, we write these in two totally different places. We
yeah, different times
concept,
and everything.
And then it's like when we separate.
That's when we fill in the blanks.
I did this at work.
Yeah, I did mine today.
No, I did this. When did I do
this? No, because I like to simmer on it. I like to go through my whole week and just let it ponder on me. And right before I just let it come out as if I'm talking, like, right then and there.
I did this. I know when I did this yesterday.
Yeah, that's sure. really interesting. Yeah, because friends nowadays, like, I remember, like, my mom saying, like, you know, too many friends is...
That's too much.
See, my friends, like, my mom, she... Like, parents used to be on it. Like, back then, you know, those friends that your mom used to call out, you used to be like, Mom, that's my friend. Yeah. Like, that's my friend. And she'd be like, all right. Like,
no, it's not.
And sometimes it's not... Granted, it's not... You're not going to see it right then and there. You're not going to see it 6 months. Sometimes you see it years down the line.
Man,
you see the switch up.
Reach.
Like, so it's like...
Ow. I did too much.
Very gonna get whiplash.
For real, but I was feeling what you saying because my mama then called out some friends in my life that I really wish if I was to listen to her years before, how everything would have turned out later.
Yeah, definitely so because it's like it's trippy how we go against the grain a lot when someone's outside perspective looking in.
Because we would just be so blinded. And you know, when you have a friend, you have a relationship with that friend. You communicate with that friend. It's hard to let a friend go.
Yeah.
When you consulted in that person and stuff like that, it's hard.
Yeah.
And you don't want to see the person for who they really are until they do something to ultimately hurt you to where you have to look back and be like, okay.
Yeah.
I see what you're talking about.
Yeah. Definitely.
And that's what makes people so mad, like myself. Like, when friends used to do stuff crazy to me, I get so mad because it's like, I'd rather die for my friends.
Right,
like,
bad boys for life.
Man. But that's how I really put it. We, man, you ride or die. Come on.
No, for real. That's real talk. And when it comes to friendships, you have to, just like relationships, just like your family, you have to have a strong foundation of friendship. Because if you don't, you find those friends where you, like, granted, I have friends that I don't have to talk to for months. And if we talk,
we talk.
It's good. Yeah. But those friends where you fall off every few months and that's then get back on.
That's
like
so
that's
toxic.
Like toxic. I was just about to say that's toxic. Like it's just like a relationship. Like, and people don't see that because friends, they disguise their
they disguise themselves in wolf and
sheep
clothes.
Yeah, really well. Like that's crazy.
All right, second question. How would you describe your group of friends, Destiny?
I would describe my group of friends as eclectic and eccentric. Like, we are all walking different paths in our lives, some more unconventional than others, but our support system, like I said, is so good, and we all give each other the honest energy that I was talking about earlier, no matter if we want to receive it or not. Sometimes it'd be like, damn, you right. You know, I messed up. Like, you right. Like, let me get myself back on track. Because we all have that one goal, and that's to win. That's
the fuck, bro? You put the same shit I put.
And that's to, because we're friends, duh. But, and that's to win, because that's the ultimate goal. We felt like we were put on this earth to be something bigger than what we were told and what.
Absolutely.
Like, hey, and that's why I love, because granted, I didn't have this type of friendships my whole life.
Neither.
I didn't start having friends like this maybe until I didn't get that unity in my friend like chip that full closure circle until I was maybe like 22. And I'm about to be 24 in 2 months. So that, look how within that short amount of time, I've been able to say, like, I have brothers, people I can call my, you know, my extended brothers and sisters outside of my blood brothers and sisters.
Yeah.
So it's like, it really feels good to be able to have people that have my back ultimately, because looking back on having friendships and things where I was questioning a lot of things and really not ultimately happy. I was just kind of going with the motions of the friendship. Like I said, I don't know if you guys heard. Ooh. I was going with the motions through life, friendships too. I was just letting things like water off a duck's back. Like whatever. But it was really ultimately weighing me down. Like holding me down like no other. And it took for me to really take a step back and certain situations where it was like the turning point of the ultimate beginning of the end with my friends, certain friendships, it made me think like, damn, I was so strong for being able to break that link, because like you say, sometimes we don't want to see our friends for what they are.
For real, we don't.
Because we give that title so much weight. Just how you would give the title a boyfriend, a mother, a father. That title is, that you're my friend.
For
like,
real.
And for you to do certain things that, you know, that is out of line, out of pocket, out of bounds. You know, it's like, damn. How? Who raised you? The real talk is like, what? Like, who raised you? Because it's like, in my head, the way that I was raised, and some people be like, oh, well, it's because some people don't have siblings and all that stuff. Like, two of my best friends are only children. Like, so it's like, I don't
understand
the, what do you call it? You're in denial about being a bad friend. Like, you know, some people have excuses about being a bad friend.
Like, I feel like it ain't no excuse.
Like, oh, that's how I was raised. Well, I'm selfish. My mama this or this, that. Or
what?
I ain't never had nothing, so I got all this all mine. Like, this all me. I did this all by myself. Or just certain things, like, you know, where it's like, once again, who raised you? But how would you describe your group of friends? Go ahead, girl. Tell us.
Mine is the whole ghetto version of yours.
Oh, Lord.
Because how I put it was...
Come on.
I'm going to stop laughing. I would describe my group of friends as a group of little adults who were working on themselves and working on themselves and working on making their dreams come true. All the people I do consider my friends all have something in common, which is a goal for them to achieve in their walks of life. That's exactly what I put.
Hey, that's cool. That's lit. And we're on the same wave, like we on the same page, and we think that of each other. You remember that game?
What game?
Where you had to like guess what your partner like, but it was like a relationship show. They should have a friend show about that, like fill in the blanks about your friends.
I think
like,
I know what you're talking about.
We would
newlyweds.
Yeah, we would win. We would win because we'd be like, bam,
that thing.
But no,
I was like, she just put the educated version.
No, seriously though, because that's really what we are. Like, we all are doing different things. Like, we have Raylene, this is her baby. The perspective is her baby. And then you hear me talking about my modeling and me trying to become, you know, a preacher of positivity is what I call it, aka a life coach. We have friends that are trying to do jewelry. We have friends that are trying to be authors. We have friends that are trying to be producers. Like, it's just photography. Like, it's just
lit,
like she would say. and it just feels so good because that's a part that is what you need in life, a good support system of friends. Because
if you don't have that, man.
If you don't have that, but yeah, I'm going to talk about that later. If you don't have that, you ain't have nothing.
You ain't, yes. Because I feel like friends are important.
Yeah.
Like, I love my friends.
I
like,
love you too, girl.
And I really would do anything for my friends.
Bad boys
if
for life.
Yep.
One wish, we be best friends.
I'm Mike, you never. Wait, what's Martin Lawrence? Larry, no. That was, I'm Larry, you Mike. No, wait. What's their names? Fuck, I can't remember. But just know we bad boys for life.
Ah, you stupid.
All right, guys, we're about to go ahead and get into this break. When we get back, we're going to be talking about this week's episode on What's Your Perspective of Stages of Friendships, Frenemies, and Cutting Them Loose. So stay tuned.
Why are you just guessing? We ready. You sound like a robot, like glitching.
Oh my God. Y'all know what we get on this show is nothing but a good time and good vibes. We are goofy today, but we are back.
Okay, okay.
Welcome back. If you're watching right now, we are talking about friends on this week's episode of What's Your Perspective? We're talking about the stage of friendships. Now, I broke it down into four categories. You got your acquaintance. Somebody that you know, you just say, hello, hi. Then it's, you know, cordial, right? You become cordial with the person. You become warm and friendly with this person, you know? You start to feel this person's vibe out. You start to see them, you know, observe them, right?
Right.
Then once you continuously become friendly and warm and, you know, you start to like this person, then you kind of call them your friend. I feel like I'm missing a step, but anyway. Now we go from cordial to friend, right? So now this person, you consider them your friend. But there's kind of like stages to friend, like it's your friend.
It's your friend.
Friend just mean, okay, this is my friend. We go out every now and then. We talk every now and then, you know. Then it's like, okay, my nigga, right? Or my bitch. You laughing because I swear to God, this all broke it down. So when you at that point in your friendship, you know, this my nigga. Or females, my bitch, okay? Don't laugh. You at that point where it's like, okay, y'all became extremely close. Y'all started to create a bond. And, you know, y'all starting to, because I feel like friends are like, y'all one. Then it's like when y'all after y'all get that bond and y'all know y'all started confiding in one another, then it's like y'all slowly become best friends. And best friends is a person, a best friend is somebody that you know that you can count on no matter what. I called Destiny, like, Destiny, this nigga left me on the 101 freeway.
Girl, I'm going to be like, Raylene, see, don't. I'm going to be like, girl, I live off the 91. You need to call somebody closer to the 101.
I'm like, Destiny, I need you to come see me.
I'm like, I'm just playing, I'm on my way.
I know she going to come, but she going to be pissed off. Bitch, why are you going all the way to this nigga to the 101 freeway?
Bruh. I'm gonna be so loud.
But a best friend is somebody that you know that you just know that you could count on, like somebody that they'll drop everything. Somebody that drop you can tell your deepest, crazy, darkest trouble. Secrets. To be honest, this how I knew Destiny was like my best friend. She read my freaking journal. And no one has read my journal. Like none of my friends has ever read my journal.
I'd say she's nasty now. She was even nasty as a little kid, y'all. Like, I'm not gonna say little kid. As a teenager.
Like she read some of the stuff I was thinking, because I've been writing journals all my life.
I was like, I don't want no parts. Let me close this. And then I opened it up again and kept reading some more. I was like, oh my God! I ain't gonna tell y'all the content, but it was some nasty shit.
I was reading a lot of Zane back then, too.
I read Zane, but I didn't. You know what? My cousin, I was reading Zane books in high school, too, and I let my cousin borrow my book.
It was called The G-Spot?
Yes. And she got caught. And my granny took my book. And I was like, I'm not going to go ask my granny for my book back. Like, what?
And you know what? I think I'm going to rebuy that book because it was so good, bro.
Yeah,
because
people think it was just about sex. It was not. It was like some hood stuff.
It was some hood.
That was the hoodest, the hoodest thing I ever read. That was the first Zane book I read.
I don't know.
Okay, we're going to get into books later.
Yeah. All right, because we can talk about books for real.
You stupid.
All right, so... You know, back to being friends, you know, it's really stages to friendships. Like, what I've learned of, you know, calling everybody your friend and having friends is really stages to it. You can't just call everybody your friend.
Definitely.
Because people are really not your friends out here. Like, and that's just how that's my breakdown of stages of a friendship, how you'd be able to create a bond or a friendship or, you know, a best friend or a partnership, whatever type of relationship you're trying to build with somebody. I feel like that's kind of the stages. And even with boyfriend or girlfriend, after best friend, it kind of like go boyfriend or girlfriend, because I feel like when you get a boyfriend or whatever, or a girlfriend, that person is kind of like your best friend in a way, because it's like you start confiding to this person. And mm-hmm. Yeah, it's the same stages. Yeah. They become your acquaintance, your friend. Trust me. I know. So Destiny, what's your breakdown of your friendship?
Okay, I got five stages. My first stage is an acquaintance. Like, you kind of know them on, you know, some like high and by, or you probably know them through a person. So it's like when I see you, it's like, oh, hey, how are you? Like, it's not really talking. After that, it's more like an associate. Like, I associate with this person. Maybe I follow them on Instagram. Like, we follow each other on socials. We see each other on the scene type.
That's what I was forgetting. Associate.
Like, that, you know, I associate with that person. Like, you know, it's that type of deal. It's not really, you got my number or on that type of deal. Or if I do, it's probably just on some, you know.
Hi, how you doing?
No, associate, like, we follow each other on Instagram. Like, it's I hit you up, like we party with the same people type. I associate with that person. We cool. Like, then I have a friend. That's when you kind of move out of the associate stage. You start getting closer, and you know, it's like, okay, this becomes like, it's my homegirl. Like, we cool. Like, you maybe go out from time to time, have lunch, or that person is probably just like your accountability partner. You know, you guys hit each other up to talk, just catch up, confide in each other. That's, you know, a friend. But not everybody makes it past that associate stage. A lot of people think they walking around being your friends, but no, you're my associate. I associate with you. Like, you're not my friend. Like, After friend, I have a good friend. That's, you know, somebody that, you know, like, damn, she real cool. Like, that's what's up. Like, that's my bitch. Like, that's the person I consider, like, a good friend. How you said a friend, that's, like, a good friend to me. Like, I have a lot of good friends. Like, okay, like, if push comes to shove, like, if my best friends don't got me, those is next in line, my good friends. My good friend. Those my niggas. Like, Lex, Jazz, like, those is my good friends. Yeah. Like, we've established that bond and that unity that they are part of the sisterhood. Then I have, like, my best friends. Now, I have a few best friends. I got two best friends. Well, three. Two best friends from middle school and then this motherfucker right here. And it's like, these are people that I know, push comes to shove, they got me, like, no matter what. Like, that we ready to, what? Sometimes when she called me with her ideas, though, I'd be like, what? Like, think this through, Raylene. Think it through. Think it all the way through to the end and then call me back. Like, get the, you just at the first stage of the whatever plot you plotting. Like, get to the end and then holla at me, because I'm not about to just jump in the, no.
Because I'll be ready.
Because then that's how I'll end up stuck on the one, getting left on the 101. That's like her making that analogy that I was like, or creating that scenario, that was a, something that Raylene would really do, like, just jump on impulse, get left, and then call me. And I'd be like, you didn't think it through, did you? Like, I'm the voice of reason. That's what I always refer to myself as. But yeah, those are my stages when it comes to friendships. And not everybody are interested in having a lot of friends. So that's why it's a lot of associates. We associate with each other. Like, I see you shining. I see you grinding. I see you doing what you do. Hey. Big props to you, bars. But I'm not... You know, it's not like nobody's pushing, like, because everybody's, I see a lot of people, they have, they set bonds. Now, granted, you know, you start mixing and mingling, but it's not to the point where I'm kicking it at your house. Yeah. Like, you can't just pull up at my house and be like, I'm walking up the driveway. Like, what you do? No. Turn around and walk up the street to your car. But real talk, though, because... Not everybody could be a friend, because it goes back to the important things in a friendship. And not everybody have those employment. And a lot of people, it's a lot of people out here for self. Like,
ooh, self, like a mug.
Like, yeah, like, it's a lot of people out here that's not interested in bonding and create. They like, what can you offer me? How can you benefit me? And if you can't benefit me, then...
Bye-bye.
Yeah, like...
And what type of...
Like, that's not a friendship. I'm not here to benefit you. Like, with my friendships, we're not benefiting each other, because we're all doing our own thing. Exactly. Yes, we support each other. If you got something coming out, I will... If you got a... if you make something, or if you know, you're selling something, I'll buy it. If you got an event, I'm coming. Like, but as far as benefiting, what does that mean? Like, exactly. You know, I'm not. I'm out here grinding for.
I ain't got ATM written on my forehead. I don't. No,
that's funny.
I need also my own ATM.
Although this is not a part of the stage of friendships for me.
What
I feel like I put on my paper. I put bonus, but
like we in school. She put bonus.
My notes, y'all can't see, but my notes be like really like. On point. But I put online friends, LOL, because a lot of I have online friends, like
me too.
People that too. I've never seen you in real life.
I've never met you, but we cool.
We like, cool we on social media. We can have a conversation in the comments. You can DM me, like we it's like each other pictures. Like it's support. Like and you do what you do. I see people for real. Like I see people selling, like opening up businesses and stuff. They see me doing what I'm doing. Like it just be like, okay, I see you. Shine out to you grinding. Like people I've been following for years, never seen you ever. Not local people. I'm talking about people from out of state and me other too. Places. But the local people, it's hilarious following them, my online friends. And like when we see each other, especially the dudes, they just be looking at me and I just be like, you know who I be. I'm Destiny Denise. Like, it's me. Hi.
It was a point in time in my life from 18 through 20, everyone knew me by my Instagram name, Raider Rose. I swear to God. Like, I was out here stomping them streets back in the day.
Stomping. LA was just stomping.
Oh, my goodness.
That's funny. And then, but yeah, shout out to the online friends. Because sometimes your online friends turn into, you know, they jump into the stages. They become your acquaintance, your associate, your friend.
They become your homegirl.
Yeah, like sometimes.
I've had a couple of people in my life like that, that I can say they my good friends, mm-hmm. that was from social media and I never knew.
Wow. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. And then I put bonus, it doesn't apply to me, but the friends with benefits, like, that it's not a part of the stages, but it's like that's your friend. Where in your stage does you move from friend to friend with benefits?
No, I was saying, no. I didn't, like, no, I didn't put that. But what I was saying, like, you know, the stage, I thought, my bad, I thought you said it didn't apply to
that's the bonus. It's the friend. It's a part of a friendship, but it's a special kind of friendship.
Because you're getting stuff out of it.
Stuff. You're getting stuff. No, I'm just kidding. Like, that's an interesting take, too, because it's a lot of people that are walking those lines. Like, some people who prefer to have sex with their friends, and some people who don't want to be in a relationship. They don't want commitment. Like, so it's I think it's two different types of people walking that line. Like,
I think you can be able to have sex with your friend and still be friends.
If
you have an understanding with that person, it absolutely does not.
No, one and done. If you just like on some one and done, but if you're like constantly messing with your friend, it depends. Because if it's just like, okay, for example, if it's a crew of friends and y'all on some like girlfriend, my girlfriend, if it's like that. And you pull one of them and kind of, or on some, what's a black, like friends, or like in Living Color, or not in Living Color, sorry, Living Single. Yeah. But like everybody's single. Don't do no relationship. Everybody's single, you know, and it's a couple more.
Like Jersey Shore.
No. Like Living Single, and it's just a couple more friends. And you mess with one in the crew, like, y'all all friends. Like, you mess with one in the crew, it's like, okay, like, and you know, like, if it's a crew, not necessarily a crew rule, but it's kind of like a forbidden rule. Like, come on, like, why you fuck up group dynamic? Like, now, if you have another friend, and you just like, yeah, you know, I slept with my friend, but it's not within your, you know, your core, it's like, okay. Cool, because I don't care what nobody say. Everybody has a core group of friends. Like,
yeah, you do.
A core group where it's like, y'all got group chats together type core. If you do that, I feel like it messes up group dynamic. But if it's just a friend, like, yeah, this not my good friend. It's just my friend. Like, you know, we cool. You know, I slept with him. We slept with each other a couple times. We just chilled. Like, it's not nothing serious. Oh, okay. But somebody that like you would consider that you would call your brother, and that's why people be talking about on social media, like about that brother and that sister stuff, and y'all be sleeping together. That's not your brother, like, and people, men I consider my brothers, I wouldn't sleep with them. That's just my opinion. Somebody I consider my friend, sure, why not? I'd take a stab at it. No,
I'm looking at you like, would you, Destiny? Would you poke at it?
No, but for real, like that, for real, that's what they be talking about on social media. Like, y'all gotta stop using that word loosely, that bro and that sis, because, yeah, I got a few men that I consider let's just say, hypothetically brother.
Speaking, let's just say, hypothetically speaking, you mess with somebody in the core group, right? You mess with somebody in the core group, whatever. Y'all do that. But y'all have an understanding. Like, okay.
Understanding of what? One
time is like, we just gonna get this itch out.
This itch. Over. That, what itch? Like, I don't get it. Like, what it, like.
Like, that's your friend, but you attracted to your friend, and you just wanna get the itch out. You get the, scratch it.
I don't care about none of your itch. Get a back scratcher. Get a back massager. Get a vibrator. Do what you gotta do. Like, what is that itch like?
Okay, well, what I'm saying is, okay, you got a group of friends and core friends, and y'all smash, and It's just a one and done type of thing.
Well, then that's on. That's
what I'm saying is hypothetically speaking.
I'm saying like the friends with benefits. No, that you don't become a friend. You don't become a friend with benefits. I'm talking about when you become a friend with benefit. Like you saying one and done. I'm talking about like when you really like
starting to catch feelings and stuff.
No.
You catch feelings when you become your friend.
No, you ever seen the movie like Friends with Benefits? Like where you really like just doing it with each other? Like
I did see that, yeah.
Like I'm talking about like on a, you know, like that where I could hit you and I'm coming through type one of them.
And you already know what the deal
Yeah,
is.
Like one of them. Like if it's one of them, it's like why do because it things like that it gets messy, you know? It has the potential to get messy.
Yeah.
And why would you want to mess up what I say group dynamic? Like cause that's going if you got group chats with these friends, it's gonna be awkward. Somebody's gonna leave that conversation. It's gonna be like, Raylene left the conversation at 9:46 PM. I'm gonna be like, well damn. What happened? You know, like it's tricky.
I understand. I do.
Moving along.
All right. Now we're going to be talking about these people in your lives that you have certain people in your lives called frenemies. How do you feel about frenemies, Destiny?
I feel like a frenemy is, of course, a friend and an enemy. But sometimes what we were talking about earlier, it's like a friendship that's beneficial most times and it has a competitive undertone. Like you always feel like, damn, is this nigga trying to compete with me? Or is this bitch trying to compete with me? Like, what's up? Like, I feel like that's what a frenemy is. And like oftentimes you come to multiple chances within your friendship to cut them off. Mm-hmm. And you don't like what Raylene was stating earlier because you somehow end up bringing yourself getting sucked back into the friendship based on the count that you're still holding on to something about them, like whether it's the laughs that you share, the time that you've known them, the memories that you've, you know, grown to, you know, collect together. Those are the things that a lot of people still hold on to when it comes to like the friend, absolutely. When it comes to that frenemy. Because granted, what I talk to my friends about, like when we don't like something in our lives, whether sometimes it's vice versa. Sometimes when it's in a relationship, if we see something that we don't like about that potential person that we be with, we cut them off really quick. Like, oh, nope, I'm good. Like, uh-uh. Or that certain family member who just too toxic for you. And you grown now. You like, oh, no, I could stay away from you now. Why can't we do that with friendships? Like, when you know this person is toxic for you, you know this person is not interested in your best interest at heart. You know this. You see it. But we turn the other blind eye to push it away. And that's vice versa with relationships and friendships. It's the other way, too. Sometimes when we see a friendship, when we see certain things, we see that certain friend like, oh, she lied too much. I'm good on her. But with our relationship, you just letting this person lie, and you just accepting it. But in this particular instance, with the friendship, those frenemies are people that they remind me of like Randall off Recess. Like they'll smile in your face, but like turn around and like snitch on you.
Really,
like,
go in.
Like and it's not healthy for people to have that surrounded by them because you never know their intentions or their motives.
You can't feel their real true intention because like they're hiding behind
it's a mask.
The mask, mm-hmm. And it's like,
like what are you really up to? What are you really looking to get out of this? And like
exactly.
I said, it's usually a beneficial, one-sided
motive,
competitive undertone. Like you always like, and what I mean by competitive is always comparison.
Yeah, they always gotta compare something that you got.
Yeah,
it's
you do or you.
Something.
It's always a comparison. That's that frenemy. Like, granted, some friends that you have are not all frenemies, or some people that you have to let go are not all frenemies. But the majority of the frenemies is that comparison. Like,
you'll know.
It's
man,
like, what? Why are you so interested in comparing us? Like, we're two different total beings, and that's why I stated the group of friends that I have now. Like, we are from all walks of life, but we still support each other. No matter what, we don't compare. It's never because we're all in our own lane. Like, And that's what I like. But them frenemies,
you gotta cut them loose.
Yeah. What you think about frenemies?
That's what I think about frenemies. But no, I'm kidding. No, but seriously, I just feel like a frenemy is that person that wanna be your friend, like you said, for benefit, but they also really wanna see your downfall, period. That's their main goal.
This nigga's prayed on my downfall.
For real. Like, I just feel like that's what their whole motive is, to see you downfall and try their best to push you down the hill, mm-hmm. so they can succeed. Like those memes that you see on social media, like when they're cutting the branches or something, yeah. like it's all that's what a frenemy is. They don't yeah. want to see you win, and I just kind of yeah. feel like your true friend is someone that's always going to want to see you win, period. They're not yeah. going to want to compare. They're not going to want to say envious and jealous things. They're going to be there by your side despite anything, despite it all. A friend yeah. is not going to judge you. And I also feel like frenemies judge you, too. Like, yeah. if you... Like, have you ever noticed you told a frenemy something... Let me slow down my talk. I just realized how fast I was talking. Have you ever had a conversation with a frenemy and they said something like, why would you do that? That you stupid. You this. You that. Like,
yeah,
dang, yeah. I'm stupid? Because I decided to go chill with this dude and it didn't turn out the way that I wanted it to? Like, yeah. that's... I feel like a friend gonna be like, for real, what happened? We need to go over there and check them real quick. that's how I feel. Like, yeah. How am I stupid? What? Yeah. This is a person that I thought or I assumed that I could be cool with.
Yeah.
And it didn't turn out that way. So how am I stupid when I didn't see it? Like, I just don't get a point of you being in my life if you're gonna do that to me personally.
Yeah, funny story I seen on Twitter. It was a girl. She kind of she posted the text threads between her and what she thought was her friend, and she texted her friend like, hey girl, like I got this new job opportunity, like I'm so excited, like I make more money, woo dee woo woo. The friend says, I think you should slow down a bit, like don't move too fast. And the girl was like what do you mean move too fast? This isn't a new relationship, this is new money, like
yeah
what? So the friend goes to say, well, were you talking about me on Twitter? Like, and she's like, well, I mean, if the shoe fits, like, you're telling me to wait on something, like, you should be supporting me. She's like, yeah. don't get me wrong. Like, I feel like, she's like, you're telling me to wait on something. Like, what should I be waiting on? Like, yeah. the friend says, you should be waiting on me. And the girl said, wait, what? And she's like, you see me trying to get on and get a new car and get a new place and stuff, and you got all of this, but yet you're not waiting for me so we could get the job. And the friend's like, I presented numerous job opportunities to you, and you made excuse after excuse on why you didn't want to take the job. So what should I do then? The friend goes to say, you should have found a different job that both of us could do.
What?
Yes. And the friend goes to say, she's like, you've always been extra'd out and trying to get ahead and accomplish things as if you're running out of time. She's like, you've always done too much ever since we got out of high school. That's probably why you don't have a man, is because you do too much.
What?
And I'm like, that's the, and as what? I was, it's so crazy because as I was prepping, like, I tell you, I go like a week before I prep for a show, I felt like, dang, like, that's so crazy how we chose the segment of frenemies, and I seen the perfect example of a frenemy, like.
That's literally like, a frenemy. I would have been ready to whip that ass because you got me all the way messed up. Seriously?
Yes. I'm like wow. in shock
because I'm just thinking, like, what if I really look at my phone?
Right.
And like, you're one of my homegirls telling me something.
You just like when you call me, like, oh, I got a dollar raise, like, that would be me, like, oh, I felt like you should have turned it down until I got my raise in November when I hit my anniversary.
What the hell are you talking about?
I feel like you should wait on me. We need to be on together. Like, what?
No.
I was like, oh my God. Like, I couldn't believe it. I was like, she really said wait on me. Like,
what the hell do I need to wait on you for? That's like, this is what I don't understand. This is why I cannot stand a friend of me. Like, what the hell do I gotta wait for you for? Yeah. If I'm out here getting it, this is why when we were talking about them close friends, that support system, because when you out there getting it, when you see your friend out there getting it, that make you be like, if you a real homie, that's going to make you look at your friend and be like, I want to be like my friend.
Yeah.
I want to be on like how my friend being on. Mm-hmm. So let me go out here and let me make some changes mm-hmm. for myself, for me to get on that path that my friend is on.
Definitely.
And some people, it take longer for others, but I feel like when you a friend of somebody, you also, like, y'all role models to each other. That's how it work. And see, people, women and men don't understand that because it's some floozy.
Jealousy is an ugly thing.
It is an ugly trait. Envy, all that.
And you seen how she threw in the fact, like, she was like, oh, that's why you don't have a man. I'm like, what did that have to do with her getting a new job? Like,
because she got, oh, Lord, yeah. Jesus. Women, this is why I don't have that many female friends. Because I've been in that circle where I've had friends like that in my life, and I'm no longer friends with them people because they were doing stuff like that.
Yeah.
Exploiting my business and just doing stupid stuff like that. Like, yeah. When people do stuff like that, you have to cut them off. And that gets into our last segment of the show, is cutting them loose. And I just feel in order for you to grow, right, look at your body like, I'm not going to say look at your body, but just think of your life as like a tree, right? The roots, the stalk is kind of like the foundation of it. And then you got the like branches and the leaves, and you know how it's going to be autumn or whatever. And like the leaves fall off and like they die. You know how it be that one dead leaf that just still be hanging there? You just need to go ahead and pull that and cut that loose because it has no purpose. It's not serving you no life. And I feel like that's what you have to do with your friends, because friends ain't friends. Like, friends is such a heavy title that's dear in my heart. Seriously, like, I really don't play when it comes to friends. Like, honestly, fun fact, I don't think you knew, but it took me a really long time to trust you for a minute, because I was so
bitten.
Messed
no, I'm just kidding.
You already know why.
Yeah.
Because I was so hurt by the people that at a point in time I called my friends, you know, and I was so standoffish. Until it's kind of like you took the hand and was like, come on, bitch. Come on. Like, seriously. Cool. And it was like, I felt like I was at a point where I was like, I'm either going to grab her, help a hand. Seriously, I was at, this was one of my crossroads. It was like, I'm thinking about her head like, Raylene, if she was conniving, she would have been did something. She would have been did it. She helping you. Look, she got your hand out, just hope. And I'm prideful. I'm not a person to ask for help. So it's kind of like, I kind of seen the in between the lines of it real quick, and I just grabbed her hand. And that's what friends do. You do that for people.
It's true.
And it's like, in order for you to grow as a person, you have to, you know, you got to cut some people loose. And it's hard to do that.
It is.
But at the end of the day, in order for you to grow, in order for you to get some tension off your back, and in order for you to succeed, you got to change and you got to grow. And sometimes you got to cut them people loose. And it's not even just your friends. It could be family members, ex-boyfriends. Trust me, everybody going through something like this in their life right now. Even myself. Like, everybody has this. But you have to learn how to grow. And you have to just learn how to... It doesn't come overnight. So what I'm trying to say is, when you're ready to cut that person off, you will. Period.
Definitely.
What you got to say, Des? How you feel about cutting them loose?
I said, like, people forget that some things, including friendship, must come to an end. And those toxic friendships that have those characteristics, like being emotionally demanding, like those ones where you feel like, damn, are you my friend or my undercover lover? Like, you like jealous of other friends, like other bonds that you have. Like,
females do that.
Like, that's toxic. Weird. That's toxic to me, because you're trying to control where I put my energy into. I'm very big on energy, and I don't like that. Like, I'm my own person. Let me dictate where I put my energy into, you know? And that's that emotionally demanding friend, or the friend that has a narcissistic attitude about themselves, that's real full of themselves, full of self. Like we talked about earlier, that's only in the friendship for their own benefit. Like, they don't really uplift you. It's kind of like a I'm better than everybody type person, yeah, personality that you deal with. Those type of people you don't need around you, because it's not going to help you develop. It's not going to help you grow, because that person's main motive is to have that mentality that everybody is beneath them, and that's, we're all equal. Don't have people like that around you. And another one that I stated earlier, one-sided competition, where you feel like they're always trying to compete with you. Cut them loose, because they serve no purpose in your life. And my favorite one is those passive aggressive friends that say things about you to your face, like my mom say on a cool side, or like sneak dissing, that say things like, I'm trying to like think of examples without like putting people out there.
Don't you but hate it's like that?
The people who just like say things where, like, one time I had someone tell me, I was bigger at one point in time, and I was depressed, and I went to my friend and my ex-friend, and I'm like, yo, like, I really need help. Like, I really want to lose weight. I'm really trying to become a healthier person. Nah, you ain't gonna never lose weight because you don't listen. Like, you get frustrated with the workouts. Like, nah, bitch, I'm big. Of course I'm gonna be frustrated. I'm tired. Like, but I'm gonna push through it. Like, if you believe in me, like, but that's making me have more self-doubt about myself. And at that moment, I knew that that was a friend that wasn't interested in my, you know, my elevation as a person. Like, it was like, okay. And this person had lost a lot of weight too, and she had developed that attitude, like, that she was feeling herself. And I was just like, all right, cool. But how they say it or how we see it, we need to know when to cut those friends off, because absolutely, that's all a part of your self-growth journey. And surrounding yourself with nothing but positivity and people who are trying to elevate you, as long as you have that type of energy around you, like, you will never, if you, like, you will always, you'll elevate, like, because when people like that are around you, it's like you become self-conscious about yourself.
You start becoming insecure real quick.
Yeah, like you start overthinking and questioning a lot of things that are going on within your life because you have that influence. You're allowing another person to control your life. And a lot of people, though, with those controlling type personalities, they'll never stop as long as you allow them to.
That part.
Like, as long as you are weak-willed and don't stand up for what you and growing to the best of your ability, they're going to always be like a leech just sucking at you. Ooh. Yeah. And it's going to be like weight holding you down. And
you can feel it throughout your body, too.
And you in a place where you know you don't want to be. I tell people, your self-growth journey has so many components. It's like friendship, family, yourself. Like,
it does.
Relationships. But friendships, that's a big chunk of it because, like I said, that word friend holds so much weight. And when you have those toxic friends around you, it hold you down. Like, I wrote on my paper, we all have a vision or a dream of where we see our friends and how we see our friends. Yeah. Like, and if you have toxic friends around you, that's why it's only a dream, because you're not cutting off the dead ends to be able to elevate yourself to new heights, to new lengths with you and your friends. Because granted, a person that's not toxic, they're going to be all about their self-worth journey, because we're in the age of knowing now, and people are becoming more self-conscious about things that we haven't really necessarily noticed before. It was kind of just going over our heads. So yeah. Any person that's not interested in trying to grow within themselves, they're not interested in your personal growth. Like, that's for sure. If people are still walking around with clear character flaws about themselves, like, this is just who I am, this how I was made, this how I was born, my past made me, da 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 da, they don't care about you growing, and you're never going to grow. That's how I feel about that. Like,
because they don't care about themselves growing.
Yeah, and we see the signs from the friends that we know we don't really trust, like the friends that we got to keep an eye on, the friends that it's like, she always says stuff about me, like what? Like, the friends we question why they say the things that they say.
I don't want to question my friends. Exactly. If you my friend, you my friend, and I shouldn't have to question any of your motives. The moment I have to question your motive is the moment that you're going to get cut.
Yep.
And I told myself from this moment moving forward, with anyone that I meet, if I have to question you as a person and your motives, cut.
Definitely. Don't need it.
Mm-mm. Nope.
Yeah, because it's not healthy. It's definitely, it's stressful because those friends, they bring a lot of negativity. They bring a lot of drama. Granted, probably 75% of the time, they like talking about other people. They like sitting on Instagram, surfing, you know, just lurking and looking and talking about people. And, oh, look at her. She this. Or look at him. And like, they're not interested. Yeah, we have social media. Yeah, we're on it. But they're not interested in trying to level themselves up.
Yeah.
I'm always thinking of ways to level myself up, and I know my friends are doing the same thing. So if somebody that is stagnant, you're not for me. Like they say, your vibe attracts your tribe.
It sure
like,
do.
And you don't want people around you that you can't really, you know, that you get irritated with, or you know, things like that. Like, why would you want somebody around you like that?
Yeah,
you're never gonna get to a higher place.
All right, guys, that completes this episode of The Perspective. Please be sure to check us out on YouTube, SoundCloud, iTunes, all of that. Please be sure to follow me, Raylene Inez, with 1 Z on Twitter, Raylene Inez with 2 Z's on Instagram, Ray Rose, 3 A's on Snapchat. Destiny, go ahead and tell them where they can find you at.
You can find me on Instagram at Destiny Denise with 3 E's on the end of Denise. My Snapchat don't be booming like that, so yeah. Y'all can follow me on that too. It's 2 E's on the end.
He's in the wing. Let's get her Snapchat back booming. You feel me? All right, guys. See y'all next week. Bye.
Bye.